Have you ever felt that intoxicating rush when you're absolutely, unquestionably right? Whether predicting a plot twist, winning an argument with irrefutable evidence, or solving a problem that stumped everyone else, it's a feeling we chase constantly. Yet this fixation on rightness might be our greatest blind spot. Being wrong isn't just inevitable, it's fundamental to how we learn, grow, and connect with others. What makes this exploration so compelling is how it touches something universal, our profound discomfort with acknowledging our mistakes despite their essential role in human development. The most fascinating paradox about being wrong is that we can't experience it directly. When we're wrong about something, we don't know it, because if we knew we were wrong, we'd change our minds and no longer be wrong. This error blindness explains why we're constantly surprised by our mistakes. From our perspective, errors appear as unpredictable as natural disasters, what psychologists call mental acts of God. We don't even maintain a mental category called mistakes I have made. Our errors get filed under other headings, embarrassing moments, lessons learned, old beliefs, making them difficult to recognize as stories about wrongness. We love knowledge, yet it remains fundamentally fallible. Despite evidence that memories deteriorate, we defend them fiercely, our certainty based on vivid mental images rather than accuracy. Neuroscience shows memory isn't a recording device. We reassemble memories each time we recall them. When certainty collides with knowledge gaps, we confabulate, creating plausible explanations. Studies reveal shoppers confidently explaining preferences between identical items with absolute certainty. We're poor at recognizing our own ignorance. Rather than experiencing knowledge gaps as emptiness, our minds generate stories. Our inner writer produces theories faster than our inner fact checker can verify them. We routinely overextend beyond our expertise, developing elaborate theories from minimal information, what one radio show aptly called modern jackass. In April 1818, explorer John Ross sailed from London seeking the Northwest Passage. After exploring Baffin Bay, Ross claimed to see mountains blocking Lancaster Sound. His second in command hadn't seen these mountains, and when returning the following year, discovered they were a mirage. Ross had seen real mountains, but they were actually 200 miles away. Our senses failing us is the most elementary reason we can be wrong. We often use visual metaphors for knowledge because we typically accept what we perceive as true. Yet our perceptions aren't passive recordings of reality, they're interpretations. Optical illusions demonstrate how our visual system can be misled despite being well designed. What makes illusions compelling is their robustness. Knowledge doesn't prevent misperception. Consistency, we misperceive them every time, and universality, everyone experiences them similarly. These perceptual glitches aren't failures, but side effects of normally beneficial processes. Inattentional blindness, our inability to see unexpected objects when focused elsewhere, helps us concentrate, but can cause serious errors like airplane crashes or car accidents. Our brains constantly filter information, deciding what deserves attention, a process that keeps us sane, but occasionally leads us astray. Though we excel at creating mental models of the world, we struggle to recognize we've made them. Our beliefs feel reflected rather than constructed. Psychologists call this naive realism, confusing our models with reality itself. This confusion triggers three assumptions about those who disagree: the ignorance assumption, they lack information; the idiocy assumption, they're too stupid to understand; and the evil assumption, they're willfully rejecting truth. These make acknowledging our own fallibility nearly impossible. If being wrong means being ignorant, idiotic, or evil, we naturally resist admitting errors. Confirmation bias, giving more weight to evidence supporting our beliefs than challenging them, manifests in several ways. We might fail to see contradictory evidence, as Western astronomers did for centuries. We might dismiss counter-evidence through the no true Scotsman fallacy, preserving beliefs by claiming exceptions aren't relevant, Or we interpret counter-evidence as actually supporting our position, like claiming increased violence shows enemy frustration rather than strategic failure. Consider when you last changed your mind about something important. Did you immediately accept contradictory evidence or find ways to explain it away? Most of us unconsciously do the latter. Switzerland's delayed women's suffrage illustrates how community shapes beliefs. Despite being one of the world's oldest democracies, Switzerland didn't grant women voting rights until 1971, decades after most democratic nations. Some cantons resisted longer, with one finally forced to enfranchise women in 1990. Our beliefs are profoundly shaped by our communities, often determined by birthplace. Yet the relationship is reciprocal. We form communities around shared beliefs through homophily, the tendency to like people like ourselves. Despite claiming to value diversity, most Americans live in homogeneous, landslide counties dominated by one political party. Communities foster wrongness through a four-part disagreement deficit. They expose us disproportionately to supporting viewpoints, shield us from outside disagreement, lead us to disregard challenges, often becoming more extreme in response, and suppress internal dissent through groupthink. The same political events receive completely different interpretations across news channels based on the audience's existing beliefs, and we rarely venture outside our comfortable information bubbles. When the Roman Empire taxed Jews in AD 6, Judas of Galilee led a rebellion, forming a sect recognizing only God as ruler. These zealots violently attacked Romans and collaborating Jews in brutal raids. The zealots' legacy wasn't ideological, but methodological. They exemplified murder in the name of faith. Their modern counterparts share one trait: absolute certainty they alone possess truth. While everyday certainty seems distant from zealotry, they're connected. When we believe unshakably in our rightness, we easily conclude opposing views are dangerous falsehoods that must be silenced. Certainty begins as a feeling of knowing, but becomes amplified, deadening imagination and empathy. In arguments, it transforms us into smug, patronizing versions of ourselves. Despite philosophers condemning it as intellectually indefensible and morally dangerous, we remain drawn to its allure. Sometimes unshakable faith helps make the truth which they declare, whether overcoming challenges or driving social change. More often, however, certainty blinds us to alternatives, nuance, and the possibility we might be mistaken. The paradox of error management is that eliminating mistakes requires accepting their inevitability. When a major hospital experienced a wrong-side surgery, leadership responded with transparency, committing to eliminate preventable harm by first acknowledging all potential errors. The principles preventing errors, open communication, transparency, and empowering everyone to speak up, mirrored democracy's foundations. Democratic governance emerged partly as a response to human fallibility, replacing supposedly infallible rulers with an openly fallible collective. Error is uniquely human. God is all-knowing, animals lack self-awareness of mistakes, and machines have no emotional responses to contradictions. Our capacity to err reflects our ability to imagine things that don't exist. Unlike computers that crash when facing contradictions, humans recreate themselves through error. What if we viewed mistakes not as failures, but as portals to growth? Our errors don't diminish us, they define us. They're essential catalysts for learning, creativity, and connection. When you discover you're wrong, don't cringe, celebrate. You've experienced the moment when one world ends and another begins.